There's no secret about it. I was once able to do some small service for the late Mr. Ricoletti.
And you met her then?
Yeah, she was plain Franny Blossom in those days. An actress no one had heard of, nor was likely to. Ricoletti was married to a very different class of woman.
Oh, different in what way?
Well, mostly in the way of trying to kill her husband for his money.
Charming.
Well, eventually she gave up trying and went off to find an easier target. She succeeded, too. Bought a rather pleasant seafront hotel in Eastbourne on the proceeds.
Leaving the matrimonial path clear. Had she loved him from afar, Miss Franny Blossom? A hopeless yearning, fulfilled at last?
Actually, the lady's affections had been directed at someone else. But to put it in your rather overwrought terms, she was doomed to disappointment.
And she married Ricoletti as second best? Oh, that can lead to disaster.
Happily, not in this case. They were one of the most contented couples I've ever known. And two of the most successful criminals.
I knew it. Holmes, how can you justify working for a criminal?
By the fact that she no longer is one. When she was widowed, she inherited her husband's business interests. But without him, her heart wasn't in it. She put the life behind her, and she's been beyond reproach for years.
What about that little farewell speech of hers?
Well, evidently she hasn't thrown away Ricoletti's address book. Get your hat.
Frankly, Mr. Holmes, I wouldn't have thought this was your cup of tea at all. It seems to be a very sordid little affair.
Well, no doubt you're right, Lestrade, but I've been asked to look into it nonetheless.
By the Ricoletti woman, I suppose. Well, I'd advise you to watch yourself with that one. Look at this. Harold Upwood's throat was slit. We found this pushed down inside the wound.
Yes, I know. The ace of spades out of a pack from the Nonpareil Club.
How the devil did you know that? No, never mind. I ought to be used to it by now. The point is, Catterall was planning a repeat performance on the Colonel. This was in one of his pockets.
Another ace of spades?
And from the same source. As far as I'm concerned, Catterall was our murderer, and this is an open and shut case. There's only one more thing to find out.
And what is that?
Whether or not he was working under orders from your client.
What did you find out about our Colonel Upwood?
Oh, he had an outstanding record in his younger days. Several decorations.
Sir, naturally.
But things rather flattened out for him. He was taken off active service because of his health and put behind a desk. Happens to a lot of good men.
And presumably some take it better than others. Ring again.
Yes. Oh, this isn't going to be easy, is it? The room's probably been cleaned. There weren't any witnesses. How can you find out if it really was an accident or if it was murder?
I thought I'd ask him.
No, Mr. Holmes, I didn't kill him. You have my word on it. Though things might well have been different if I'd still had my old revolver and a cartridge or two.
It would be wiser not to say that at the inquest, Colonel.
It's the truth, sir. I've never shrunk from it before. I see no reason to start now.
You're in no doubt that Catterall killed your son?
None whatsoever. How much more proof do you need?
Did you know the man yourself?
I'd seen him at the club. Had no direct dealing with him. The police told me he was a shady character. Not that it needed saying, of course. Man was obviously a thug.
How did you come to be a member of the Nonpareil Club, Colonel?
Oh, some of the chaps in the regiment put me onto the place. They serve a first-class port.
And gambling?
I enjoy the odd hand. Who doesn't? Can't let it rule your life, though. That's the thing. Pity my son never learned that lesson. Mr. Holmes, do you know if Catterall had any family?
Why do you ask, Colonel?
I was just wondering if the man's father is still alive.
May I inquire why?
I should like to send him my condolences on his loss.
I think this is the place, the southern end of the Western Bridge. Isn't that what Lestrade said? Holmes?
I'm sorry, Doctor. I was thinking about our remarkable Colonel.
Oh, you mean the comment about Catterall's father? Yes, I suppose it was a trifle strange. But it is the decent thing to do.
Yeah.
What, you think it was an act? If it was, it was a damn good one.
Sometimes I think I spend my entire life surrounded by very good actors. Yeah, but I'm falling into your bad habit, my friend. Building theories on sand. Yes, this is the place.
Strange.